Christians read this and they still can't figure out. They have all kinds of interpretations as to what it could be. The powers of heaven shaken. Have you ever had any Christian explain to you what that means? They don't know what it is. They kind of gloss over that one. Well, we don't know how the power of the heaven will be shaken, but the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. When the atomic blast goes off, it is so bright that the sun is darkened, and the moon will not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven. In other words, stars falling from uranium is like stars falling from heaven is like lights moving around, you know, and it's kind of a, you got to look at it from the point of view of the early apostles that wrote this. When they looked in our day and saw the atomic bomb, it was kind of hard to describe. But when they saw it eclipsed the sun, so the sun wouldn't give her light. You couldn't even see the moon. And it was kind of like the stars moving around in a way. And then let me read the verse again one more time. And then shall the sign of the Son of Man appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Boy, doesn't that exactly describe how we felt, how the world felt when they saw it? Even tribal people in Africa probably thought, wow, this really makes me nervous. But whoever heard about it, whoever saw a picture of the atomic bomb going off in Hiroshima, it made them nervous, it made them mourn, it gave them a foreboding about the future. And then it gives another sign that will happen sometime afterwards. And then he shall send his messengers with the sound of a trump, and they shall gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The word angel is somewhat of a mistranslation. It comes from a word that means messenger. And the word for angel can mean an angel messenger or a human messenger. So it doesn't necessarily mean that God's going to send angels out of the sky to gather the elect. It means he will send messengers with the great sound of a trumpet. And the great sound of a trumpet means a message which will have a tremendous impact on the world. In other words, messengers will go forth to the world and teach with a message with tremendous impact. And it will cause the lights or the elect of the world to gather. Now, who are the elect? In the Greek, again, the word indicates it could be a person not only who is chosen, but who chooses. Either way would be the correct way to look at it, and it could be interpreted either way. So it's interesting to think about how different this is when we read it in the Greek compared to just reading the typical translation or the King James translation or a lot of the modern translations, how different it is. But if we read it this way, we can see that in 1945, when the first atomic bomb went off, that was a sign of the coming of the Son of Man. It wasn't the sign that he was here. It was a sign of his coming. It was a sign of the coming of the age of Aquarius. It was a sign that we had just left the Piscean age and are now into the Aquarian age. Now, it says another interesting thing is that the generation that sees this sign will not all pass away before the Son of Man come. In other words, I don't know, we're living longer and longer. That would mean that from 1945, the coming of Christ could come perhaps 40 years, 50 years, 100 years. Some people may live to be as long as 150 with the technology we have today. So, but it would indicate, if we were to take this literally, that people that were alive when the atomic bomb went off, there will be some still standing when Christ will come. And as I've taught before, the coming of Christ will come in three different stages. Stage one is already taken place. Stage one is the teaching and understanding of the Christ consciousness. Now, a lot of people think this is all there is to the coming of Christ, is just the Christ consciousness permeating the earth. And it's a big part of it, but it's just stage one. And it has already pretty much taken a foothold. When I was young, I hardly ever heard the term Christ consciousness. But I've noticed as I've got older and older that the term has taken a much larger foothold than it did back when I was a young boy. Today, almost everybody knows what the Christ consciousness is supposed to be. Even the regular born-again Christians and even the atheists, everybody has a general idea of what the term Christ consciousness means. Basically means that we see Christ as being in us and manifesting through us. And we're supposed to have a consciousness similar to what Jesus had. This is basically the Christ consciousness. In other words, it wasn't exclusive to Jesus. It can be with all of us to some degree. The second stage of the coming of Christ is what is called the overshadowing. Now, a lot of people think that Christ cannot come again. Well, it's kind of an odd thing to think, really, because most of us believe in reincarnation. And we think that we can come again. So why would we imprison Christ and say that he can't come again as an individual? You know, there was a certain great individual that appeared in ancient Jerusalem, and there's no reason why that particular individual cannot come again. If we can come again, he certainly can come again. It's amazing how many New Agers I talk to think that he just can't come again. What's to stop him if he decides to? He's certainly more evolved than we are, so if he decides he wants to, then there's nothing stopping him. And he actually promised that he would to his early apostles. He promised that he would come again. The second stage in the coming of Christ and is what is called the overshadowing. And he will work closely with certain disciples upon the earth, the Christ himself. Will work very closely with them and kind of go through what you might call a Vulcan mind meld, so to speak. Look at Christ as being Spock, and he comes to like Susie over here and touches her like this. Or I guess he does it for it or whatever. He blends with her. You know, that's a little bit like the overshadowing principle, and this happens with a handful of disciples over a period of time. And certain disciples will have a very close link with the consciousness of either Christ or the masters. Now, Christ does not work alone. He has a group of masters with him. And the best place to read to understand about this is the writings of Alice A. Bailey, I believe to be the most accurate in explaining how the masters are organized and how they work. But there is a small group of masters that he surrounds himself with. And he not only works through humanity, but a number of close associates to him also work through humanity. And they do it through meditation techniques. Other masters, once in a while a master or a high disciple incarnates and comes and teaches upon the earth directly. He'll, of course, lose his memory and then gradually get back his focus and be a teacher among humanity. This is the second stage in the coming of Christ, is the materialization of various teachers upon the earth who have linked up very closely with Christ and his hierarchy. And then the third stage is the coming of Christ himself in a physical body as an individual. Now, it is possible that the second stage will work successfully enough that he may not have to come in the immediate future in a physical body, that he can work through certain groups enough to create what needs to be done. We're not told for sure exactly how the second coming will take place. This is a mystery, and it's not to be revealed to the world, because if it was revealed, even if it was revealed correctly, you'd have some half a dozen other groups taking it and revealing it in a different way, and it would create confusion. No one would know what's what anyway. So it's not revealed exactly how it will take place. All we know is that there will be manifestation of teachers, and particularly the work of a great teacher like the Christ, working through individuals or as an individual himself to usher in the new age. Like I say, during the next 200 years, it's important that the new age be brought in. Because if it isn't, if we screw it up through our own negligence or wrong thinking, then it could be delayed significantly. Okay, let's take a little break, and then we'll continue the